Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new Congress is about to be sworn in, and the first order of business is electing a speaker. While Mike Johnson wants to keep the job, it could be a tough fight.
This election is not just about one person. It's about moving forward with the America First agenda. The mandate was given by the American people, by the electorate. They are expecting us to get to work, and we don't have time for drama.
He can only afford one Republican defection. CBS's Torian Small is on Capitol Hill.
It's unclear if Johnson will have the support of the conference at large after the first round, so he'll have to decide if he wants to stay in it. Though he does have the support and backing of the incoming president, the full-throated endorsement of Donald Trump.
Some Republicans weren't pleased when Johnson helped pass a short-term spending bill to keep the government open. Law enforcement officials are worried about copycat attacks after the New Year's Day truck attack that killed 14 people in New Orleans. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The FBI and other agencies issued an intelligence bulletin overnight that warns of copycat or retaliatory attacks. The bulletin warns law enforcement to be aware that attackers often have secondary weapons and may continue to threaten after the vehicle has stopped. Some of the possible indicators involving rental vehicles include fake IDs and reports of rental vehicles parked for prolonged periods of time near sensitive sites.
The White House says President Biden and the First Lady will travel to New Orleans Monday to meet with local officials and families of the victims. Shares of companies behind brands like Jack Daniel's and Corona Beer are falling after Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issued a call for cancer risk warnings on alcoholic beverages today. Dr. Murthy's advisory notes alcohol consumption is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the U.S. Apple has agreed to pay $95 million to settle a civil suit accusing the company's virtual assistant, Siri, of spying. CBS's Chanel Call.
The five-year-old lawsuit claims that Apple activated Siri to record users' conversations even when they did not use the trigger phrase, "Hey Siri," and that some of the conversations were shared with advertisers. Apple has not admitted any wrongdoing in the settlement, which still has to be approved by a judge.
The Transportation Department's issued its first penalty against an airline for keeping passengers waiting. Correspondent Jim Krasula has the details.
The federal agency has fined JetBlue Airlines $2 million for chronic flight delays. The DOT says JetBlue has used an unrealistic flight schedule that affected passengers and reduced airline competition.
Dow's up 250, S&P ahead 60. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspirus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, for the second time in a week, the Bucks lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets. The final 113-110. The Bucks trailed by as much as 24 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, two completely different games to me. I mean, the first game, the other night, Giannis was barely moving, getting back. Tonight, I just thought their defensive intensity. We literally didn't run much offense tonight, and you saw the difference.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday. Three Packer players named to the Pro Bowl. Defensive players Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney. On offense, running back Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders to come to Green Bay, earning his third career trip to the Pro Bowl.
I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and quite chilly today, with high temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds feisty out of the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is making it feel more like the single digits, and overnight tonight, feeling sub-zero. And the cold has a grip on us all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Harvey and the rest of the story coming up in just a couple of seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Rest of the story. Once upon a time, a new groom brought his new bride to a little cottage beside a quiet lake. He was Walter, she was Gracie, and this, their honeymoon, in more ways than one, was indeed the beginning. The late afternoon shadows were falling softly as Walter carried Gracie across the threshold into the adventure of their new life together. The cottage was Walter's, a cozy hideaway with a porch overlooking Lake Sherwood. Now at last he would share this one special place with that one special person. For 2 days and two nights, the stillness remained unbroken. In the hours of light, they strolled the woods and fished for their supper. At night, they listened as the summer breezes rolled over the lake into the treetops. For 2 days and two nights, it was indeed a haven of dreams, a peaceful first step on a long, blissful journey. But then, the third night, in those eerie moments of pre-dawn dark, a sudden, violent knocking. Gracie came instantly awake, stared up into the gloom, and reached out for Walter. He was in bed beside her, still asleep. For a few seconds, there was nothing, only the wind outside. But then the knocking began again, more violently than before. And it was coming from directly above, from the bedroom ceiling. Frightened, Gracie shook Walter awake. Shortly, the two were sitting upright in bed. The sharp, repeated rapping continued, and Walter smiled. After breakfast, an investigation of the roof above the bedroom confirmed Walter's suspicion. A woodpecker. A little bird had made all of that racket. Walter and Gracie laughed about it, forgot about it, until the next night, before dawn's early light, when the woodpecker returned. Now Walter was upset. He stumbled out of bed. He opened the window. He called out. The woodpecker, unruffled by the harshness of Walter's voice, continued pecking. Perhaps a gunshot would frighten him off. But no, no, Gracie objected. If the bird were accidentally hurt, they would never forgive themselves. And so, day after day, a feathery, red-headed alarm clock roused the honeymooners from their slumber. And, of course, Gracie made friends with the little bird. Each morning she would answer the rapping by rapping back on the bedroom wall, and as she communicated with the bird, it became apparent that the bird had a personality all its own. 53 Augusts had passed since Gracie and Walter's not-so-peaceful honeymoon. For 53 years ago, a little bird came into their lives and changed everything. A brave, stubborn little creature who would not rest until he had been immortalized. You see, Walter was an artist, He had not planned on his wife joining him in that career. But when in August of 1941, Gracie suggested that their noisy visitor would make an excellent subject for a cartoon, Walter agreed, and later it was Gracie who made that character speak. Gracie and Walter have been working together ever since, until his death yesterday at the age of 93. The madcap cartoon character you know from Walter's talented pen and from Gracie's versatile voice lives on. Originally inspired by the obstreperous alarm clock, who happily haunted their honeymoon. In time, that animated character announced itself in 62 countries on television and 72 countries in theaters. But before Walter and Gracie Lentz left their honeymoon cabin 53 years ago, the not-yet celebrity already had a name, Woody. Woody Woodpecker. Now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey, did he just do that? Paul Harvey, heard twice daily with the rest of the story on WRJN, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, every single Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
rescue me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That is not Aretha Franklin, but a reasonable facsimile. Fontella Bass, her one and only hit, big one for her. I'm Dan Marcus. Badgers playing tonight, starts at 5 o'clock. Hear all the action. Here, 5 o'clock, WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA A life insurance company.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to wrjn.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Well, maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles will be back on Monday. In the meantime, catching you up to speed on the news is Savannah Tomei Olson in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and quite chilly today, with high temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds feisty out of the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is making it feel more like the single digits and overnight tonight feeling sub-zero. And the cold has a grip on us all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Sometimes just tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Songs with warnings in them, like Sweet Talking Guy, Stay Away From Him. He's Sweeter Than Sugar with Kisses Like Wine. Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill.
Sweet Talking Guy.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Some artists just not content putting out a song. No, they got to put out two songs at the same time. Devil with a Blue Dress, a Good Golly Miss Molly, Mitch Ryder.
Jump up.
WRJN.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low, have mercy. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like her like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Coming next hour, about 1:45-ish, a one-hit wonder group out of West Virginia singing about a very famous foreign city. And that's all I'm telling you right now. Except that it was the only hit they had in the entire top 100 ever. But it's a good song, and maybe you haven't heard it for a while. It's the whole point of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget Collection. Like I say, 1:45. That's next hour on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Badgers playing tonight, pregame 5 o'clock. Catch all the coverage as they take on Iowa, Big Ten conference rival, on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Desire. mountains.
WRJN. Another Mount Pleasant Valley Sunday. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A new Congress has just been sworn in. Now, the drama unfolds.
The name of the Honorable Mike Johnson, a representative from the state of Louisiana.
Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain with the first nomination as House Speaker Johnson fights to hang on to his leadership role. And the vote is now underway. CBS historian Small is on Capitol Hill.
A good amount of Republicans were unhappy with his handling of the two stopgap bills that under his speakership went through Congress both in September and in December.
An airline is getting its comeuppance for keeping passengers waiting. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has fined JetBlue $2 million for chronic flight delays caused in part by what the federal agency calls an unrealistic flight schedule. It's the first time the DOT levied such a penalty against an airline.
Shares of companies that produce beer, wine, and alcohol are falling after a call for cancer warnings on labels. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says alcoholic beverages should carry a warning label like cigarettes. Current labels warn of the dangers of drinking while pregnant or operating machinery, but the connection between alcohol and cancer has been known since the 1980s. And yet Murthy says a majority of Americans are unaware of the threat. Drinking raises the risk of at least seven types of cancer. It's linked to more than 16% of all breast cancer cases alone.
President Biden said he's spoken with families of some of the 14 people killed in New Orleans when an ISIS-inspired driver rammed